This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Well, if you live in fear of getting old, here's some great news. The definition of old is changing for the better. A new survey finds 34% of Americans think you're old when you're 65. 55% say 65 counts as middle-aged. 11% even think it counts as young. Of course, as you might guess, your age really affects your answer. 60% of people under 30 think you're old when you're 65. But only 16% of people who are actually over 60 think 65 is old. In other words, we're in denial, people. Just to be sure, based on our life expectancy today, is it fair to say 65 is middle-aged these days? Not really. Life expectancy is a record high of 79 years old now. But still, hey, a neurologist has just come out with the top five things he believes we should be doing to keep our brains sharp as we get older. Here's what he said. Keep socializing. You're less likely to suffer memory loss. If you have a social life, challenge your brain. Read, play games, do crossword puzzles. Don't stress out too much. A ton of studies have found that too much stress can have long-term effects on your memory. Exercise. It improves blood flow to the brain, which helps you stay focused. Also helps you with memory. And stop eating empty calories. Your brain works best when your diet is high in protein, healthy fats, and complex carbohydrates, which you get from whole grains. All makes sense. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Well, you can't call somebody lazy if everyone else is doing the same thing, right? A study by Reebok found the average person spends less than 1% of their life exercising. Maybe that's depressing, or maybe it makes you feel better. Here's how they figured it out. They say the average person is alive for 71 years, and we only exercise for an average of 60 hours a year. That's 5 hours a month. When you add it all up, that means we spend 180 days total exercising, or 0.69% of our lives. So, yeah, makes sense. Someone figured out which mom-related things each state Googles most compared to other states. In West Virginia, it's mother-daughter tattoos. In Texas, it's mom jokes. In Utah, mom jeans. In New Hampshire, it's Hillary Clinton. She's a mom, so apparently that qualifies. And in New Jersey, it's number one mom coffee mug. Doesn't say what's Google most in Michigan, though something tells me it would have something to do with wine. Well, according to a new study, the highest salaries are earned by guys who happen to have rich parents. Researchers found that having rich parents was, overall, even more important than a college degree. Of course, having a degree in the right field, such as medicine, computer science, or business, impacts salary. But there's no getting past the importance of being raised in a household that's used to having money. In Montreal, Canada, a homeless man named Mark Landry was heartbroken when his beloved violin, one of the few things he owned and a source of income, was stolen. Well, Mark's fans, who've enjoyed listening to him play in metro stations around the city for years, took notice and action, spreading the word that the music had stopped and asking for help. News of Mark's dilemma reached an orchestra in Montreal, which rallied to his aid. Working with a local violin shop, they were able to present Mark with a brand new violin, case, and bow. Upon receiving the donated instrument, Mark began playing immediately and said he was very thankful that music was back in his life. And a chef in England has dedicated his career to making gourmet burgers and hot dogs and can cook them on a grill welded to the back of his Harley. Leon Borgia, who has pork and beef tattooed across his knuckles, started by grilling his dogs at biker meets, but now spends his weekends with a custom-built barbecue trailer parked outside a tavern. His company's called Harley Dogs, and it's growing. But he has no plans to leave behind his biker image or his outlaw spirit. Knucklehead news out of Detroit. An amateur shooter at a gun range showed exactly how amateur he was when he managed to shoot his own hand. Video shows the unidentified man standing next to an instructor as he tries to figure out why the beam on the laser-guided gun isn't working. He tilts the gun back and forth a number of times, points it at his palm to see if the light is shining. That's when he accidentally pulled the trigger. The man grasps his hand in pain, and then the video cuts off. His condition is unknown. Wouldn't you think the instructor would have stopped him? Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. Have a great weekend.